We're reading from Talmud Eser HaSfirot, Volume 6, Part 15, Adim Tzadik Hei, 95 page, Tafshin Lamed Vav. You can ask questions through Kav.tv, chosen relevant question to the lesson will be heard live. Again, Talmud Eser HaSfirot, Volume 6, but we'll start with the question Reish Yud, which is in page Taf Nun Gimel. Question Reshutaf Taf Nun Gimel. The question is, while Zeranpin returns to Vak Nukva, have to return to a point. Why, when Zeranpin returns to Vak Nukva, has to return to a point? And the answer is in page Aleph Taf Taf Samech Chet. It is clear from its source in Nikudim, where is the root of Nukva during the Katnut of Zeranpin. Then she is only a Bechina of a point under the Chazeh with relation to the Kelim, and the point under the Yesod with reference to the dressing of the lights. But during the Gadlut of Zeranpin of Nikudim, when he raised his Achab from Bia, then also the Nukva was built from them in her first nine. Therefore, the structure of the separated Nukva doesn't start only after the Gadlut of the Neshama of Zeranpin. Then he raises to Atzilut as well his new Nehi from Bia, from which the Nukva is taking her first nine. Similarly, when Zeranpin himself returns to Vak, and the new Nehi are cancelled from him, also the Bechina of the first nine of Nukva are cancelled as well.
That's clear, yeah? Let's read again.
Again, question Reshut. While when Zeranpin returns to Vak, the Nukva has to return to a point. That is understood from its source in Nikudim, where is the root of Nukva during the Katnut of Zeranpin. Then she is just a Bechina of a point under the Chazeh, with reference to the Kelim, and a point under the Yesod, with reference to the clothing of the lights. But during the Gadlut of Zeranpin of Nikudim, when he raised his Achab from Bia, then also the Nukva in her first nine was built from them. Therefore, the construction of the separated Nukva starts only after the Gadlut of the Neshama of Zeranpin. Then he raises also to Atzilut his new Nehi from Bia, from which the Nukva is taking her first nine. Also, when Zeranpin himself returns to Vak, and his new Nehi are cancelled from him, also the Bechina of the first nine of the Nukva is cancelled along with them.
We have in the world of Nikudim, from Tabu until the Siyum, develops from Katnut, its Katnut, only from the Tabur to Parsa. So we have Keter, Abba Ve'ima, to Rashim, to Rosh. That's the Peh of Abba Ve'ima. And afterwards Zeranpin from Chabad Chagat. And Nukva here, next to it, is found at its end in Malchut, as a point. And thus we have Zon, which are Vav Ktzavot and a point of Malchut in the Katnut of the world of Nikudim. In the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, we have Keta, Abba Ve'ima, Zeranpin until it's Chazeh, as usual. That in Chazeh we have Keta de Nukva, as it was. And then when Zeranpin starts growing in Gadlut, so Nukva grows aside it. That we have in Nukva Keta and in Malchut it's 10 Sfirot that clothe upon Netzach Hod and Yesod of it. And thus Zon are found as 10 Sfirot, Zon of Gadlut, 10 Sfirot, only that in Nukva it is clothing below the Chazer of Zeranpin. That's the Zon. And here is the Partsuf of Nukva. Meaning there is no Nukva of Katnut, only its Keter, and the 10 Sfirot, all the 10 are incorporated in one point, in Gadlut, because a Ziranpin can open its Nahi, and it can be next to it in 10 Sfirot. That's how we learn. And that all comes from Tzimtzum Bet, from the world of Nikudim. Here is Gadlut. These Gadlut come from the Nekudot de Sag and the connection between Sag and Nahi de Ak. From here, that's where the whole matter comes from. What are you asking, Amikam? No.
He is writing that then she is a bechina of a point under the chaze with reference to the kelim and a point of yesod with reference to the clothing of the lights. What does it mean, a point under the chaze and a point under the yesod with reference to the kelim or the lights?
So what does Ziranpin have in Katnut? Get up, answer. Ziranpin in Katnut.
He has vak, he has chagat nehi.
Chagat nehi of what? Kelim or lights?
Of the kelim, I think.
We're saying kelim grow from the beginning, meaning chabad, chagat of the kelim, chagat nehi of the light.
I know that its root is from Arichanpin.
I don't know your confusions. Just read what's written. How could it be that there is in the Partsuf lower kelim without the upper kelim?
So what is the Gadlut when he raises Chagat?
That there are difficulties is something else, but I'm asking you this. How could it be without Keter, Chochma, Bina, etc.? Give an example. There's a state like that?
Yeah, well, there is a state that Chochma in the Kli of...
That's towards Golgotha we're measuring, like the small... You're higher than me in Rosh. It's as if I don't have Rosh. That's how we say relatively. Opa. So you're really... I do have something to be sorry about in Yom Kippur. Look, in short, listen, that's not okay. Vak der Zeranpin is Chabad Chagat of the Kelim, Chagat Nahi of the Lights. That's all. Nefesh Ruach it has. Where else does it have Nefesh Ruach? In the Kelim until the Chazeh. We say that Ziranpin until the Chazeh is found in Katnut. It has no Kelim of reception, only Kelim of bestowal. In Gadlut, what do they add? They added the Kelim of reception. Nukva is in its Chazeh. Where does it come from? Or from Tzimtzum Bet, which is from Nikudot Desad, came from Nehide Galgalta. It restricted until the Chazer, where it receives its kelim of reception. You understand that, or you need this drawing from the archive? In every single Partsuf, wherever we're not found, we have very simply... Remember that this is a simple thing. We have in every single Partsuf these three parts. A part that is called Chabad, a part called Chagat, and a part called Nehi. That's all. These three parts, Chabad and Chagat, are Kelim of bestowal, Galgalta, and Einayim. Nehi is called Achap. Here is the Chazeh. In the chazé there is Elyon and Tachton, upper one and lower one. This is the chazé. With the Partzuf we have this part that acts. It cannot act without legs, raglaim. Raglaim. Raglin. If it doesn't have that, because there are no kelim of reception, in order to bestow, it's clear, right? If it doesn't have masachim for that, it won't use them. It doesn't use them means it doesn't have it. So this state is called katnut. Small, katan. It has no kelim of reception. It has no desires to attract to itself. That's called the kelim of bestowal. Only the kelim of bestowal. What is in these kelim that expands? What expands from these kelim? Nefesh and ruach. Two lights, nefesh and ruach. Nefesh we call what? According to the kelim? Nehi. Ruach we call chagat, according to the kelim. And here are the kelim of chabad. And here, chagat. So we say it like this. The kelim chabad and chagat of light and chagat of nehi. That's the names. I know it's a confusion, but it's comfortable for Kabbalists. Why? Because there is no light. Light doesn't exist. We don't know what light is. I know that I am impressed from something. What does it mean that I'm excited from something and that my kelim do something here inside? And these movements are called light. I don't know what light is. I put the electricity plug in its hole and the light turns on. Where does the electricity come from? Press the button and the light turns on. Where do I feel it? I feel my own impression. The electricity itself, I don't know about it. We never know about the acting force. We don't know anything about it other than the kelim, what they feel. Therefore we call the lights in the name of kelim. So we have katnut and gadlut. In gadlut we have a masach, and I operate the kelim in order to bestow. In katnut I don't have such a big masach, and only bestowal in order to bestow. That's called chafes chesed, delighting in mercy. Bestowal in order to bestow. That's all. That's all in all. Two states. Three states. Ibur yek nikam mochin. Ibur is only Chabad. But the Kli always begins from its Keter. Otherwise from where? From a point. From the point of Keter. The point of the root of Shoresh. Keter de Kelim is the Shoresh of the light. Nefesh de Nefesh. From the smallest, from the most pure. When they grow, what first grows? The Keter. Everything gathers in Keter, as we say, in Keter gathers Bina. Afterwards we have Chochmah, Chochmah Bina, and Bina, the general Bina, Ziranpin. So here is also Ziranpin, and there's Ziranpin, and there is the general Ziranpin, and then same thing with Malchut, the three Malchuts up the top, and then the Malchut, the general Malchut at the bottom. So who gains the most? It's the Keter. It goes and grows, and then under it, other parts grow. What amikum?
So when we're saying the point of Malchut, so this is actually the first time we are talking about that point. Is it's not the Keter of Malchut.
Keter of Malchut, you can say that Keter is the root. It is made in Tzimtzum Bet, in that Malchut of the Nekudot Desag rose to Bina de Nekudot Desag. There is Keter de Malchut, it's determined in the Chazeh of the Nekudot Desag.
So when we're saying that her first nine, we're talking from the perspective of
what,
the light? Or not? He says that from the moment that Zerah Anpin returns to Vak and his new Nihi are cancelled, also the Bechina of the first nine of Nukva are cancelled as well.
Yes.
So if the Bechina of his Kelim disappear, so her first nine, meaning her lights, disappear as well?
Yeah, certainly the lights disappear as well.
So when we were saying the first nine of the Nukva, we're talking about the lights and not about the Kelim, right?
Yeah. He writes about that in many places. I don't know if he writes, why don't you... You first of all need to receive it as a fact. Afterwards, try to see whether it arranges with your mind or not in degrees.
There is a state which seems different to me from the first time when he was in Katnut and she as a point to this second time.
That's something else, that they return to the same state. Certainly they don't return to the same state. But always, Nukva returns to be its Keter. Okay. Okay, a little bit more.
We are in Adem Tzadikei, page Aleph Tavshin Lamed Vav, part 15, Adem Tzadikei, 95, page Aleph Tavshin Lamed Vav. Tzadikei. And after she was diminished, the emanator separated her from his achoraim and raised her above against the panim of Zerah Anpin. And then Arich Anpin illuminated on her and completed her correction and raised her and built her into a whole structure as her husband was in the beginning. And now both of them are equal to one another, Adam v'Chava, Adam and Eve. And then Bina returned to clothe her Nehi in the Rosh of Zerah Anpin to make Mochin for him. And it turns out that then both of them were Panim b'Panim, face to face.
Again. And afterwards it got diminished to a point. The emanator came out, separated from her, and rose above her against the Zerah Anpin, and then illuminated upon her Arich Anpin. Look what happened to her, what it did. And it completed its correction and grew and built a whole structure, a whole building, like there was in the husband in the beginning, meaning Nukva returns to what the state he was in Zerah Anpin. So Nukva comes to the state in which it is like the Creator, like Zerah Anpin, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they are now found as two equals, really, one against the other. One with the other, sorry. Man, Adam and Eve. And afterwards, the Bina returned, this upper one, to clothe upon its Nahi in the Resha de Zerah Anpin to make upon it Mochin. Meaning Bina now enters into Zerah Anpin, to the Rosh of Zerah Anpin, then through its Raglaim, in order to illuminate in the Zerah Anpin. And Nukva receives in parallel to Zerah Anpin at the same level, in its level. And it is found because then they are both Panim b'Panim. A very special state for souls. We have below. Search for it, and if not,
page Aleph Tavshin Lamed Chet, first column. And this is what he says in Adem Tzadikei. And after she was diminished, the emanator separated her from his achoraim and raised her above against the panim of Zerah Anpin. Because through the raising of man of Zerah Anpin in the third time, meaning after the two previous raising of man, which were as born in order to complete the Kelim, now he raised to receive the Bechina of Ma, meaning the lights of Chaya, the actual lights of Chaya. And through this Mochin, which the Nukva received, she returned and was separated also from the Bechina of the Achor, behind completely, and she became the Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face with the Anpin in equal degree.
That is certainly through the Masach that it received, that it can turn to Panim. That's with the reception of Chochmah.
In a way that here in the Galut of Nukva, there are two discernments of the raising of man, which is called Tardema, sleeping, and also two kinds of Nesirot, separations. Because the first raising of man is for the purpose of Mochin, of Bon, and there are two Bechinot, two discernments. One, from Ima, not through Zer Anpin, and the second is through Zer Anpin. And through this Mochin, there is the first separation, where the Nukva in his Guf is separated from the Guf of Zer Anpin and becomes a complete structure from the perspective of the Kelim, which are special for her. However, she is still standing in the Achor, in the behind of Zer Anpin, and although she is in equal degree with Zer Anpin, still there is no wholeness. Therefore, she needs a second separation, so that she will be completely separated also from the Bechina of Achor, and she will come to the Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face. And for that separation, Mochin of Ma is needed, and to raising of new man, which is also called sleeping. And then she attains those Mochin, and she returns Panim Bepanim.
You see that between every state there needs to be a separation from the previous state and a new level.
However, the issue of the raising of the separated Nukva while raising man to Mochin of Ma, when she returns to a point under the Yesod, it doesn't mean that her structure was cancelled and she receives a new structure of Kelim while she raises man with Zer Anpin to Mochin of Ma. Because if that would have been the case, also the new Mochin would have been considered the Bechina of Achor. Because every completion of Kelim is called Achor and not Panim. Rather, what it means is that this structure of the Achoraim itself, of the Nukva, returned and came to the Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face, through the reception of the lights. And this is what the Ari is being precise about. And after she was diminished, the Emanator separated her from his Achoraim and raised her above against the Panim of Zer Anpin. And then he, Arich Anpin, illuminated in her and completed her correction. Therefore, the Emanator separated the entire structure that she had from the Achor of Zer Anpin and put her, in his Panim. But the matter of her returning to the Bechina of a point is the matter of a temporary cancellation due to the raising of man to Zer Anpin, for he had returned to his Katnut. And that alone cancels the structure of the separated Nukva. However,
meaning Nukva is dependent on Zer Anpin, on its state. It's either Katnut or Gadlut. According to that, it changes. It needs to also return to the state of Katnut. Nukva needs to return to the point, to the Nekuda, and there is always between them, after Malchut, that in every single state, in and of itself, it needs to be like that. That's also with our states. There's no such thing that we continue. We always descend and start a level from zero. Therefore, we have two separations.
However, like the matter of the concealment of Gar of Zer Anpin, there are not an actual cancellation. Moreover, this is a great ascent through that he receives Mochin of Chaya, which he didn't previously had. also the cancellation of the degree of Achor of the Nukva, it's not an actual cancellation. On the contrary, it is considered a separation and a return to Panim bePanim, and thoroughly understand.
That's like in the Aliyah, the ascent. That's how he writes. But in any case, we lose the previous level. Yes?
And what Ari says, that Arich Anpin completed her correction, and in all the places he says Abba V'ima is known, it is not a question at all, because the main influence of the entire Atzilut is Arich Anpin, which is Partsuf of Keter, and everybody receives from him. Rather, every low one is compelled to receive through its adjacent degree. Therefore, the Ari always says that Abba V'ima complete the Nukva, because they are the adjacent degree to Zon. However, the abundance comes from Arich Anpin, because Abba V'ima receive from Arich Anpin and they bestow upon Zon as known.
Okay. There is more if we can read, if we have enough time to read. On page Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, what are two separations? To answer Chet.
Page Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, answer Chet 8. What are two separations? There are two separations. One is from the Bechina of the Chazeh and below of Zer Anpin. Then she has no construction of her own, and she is considered to be cling to his goof in the meaning of Achoraim Baita as known. And then, through the sleeping, which is the raising of man to Abba V'ima, she attains Mochin of Ab, which bring down the lower hay from her Enayim, and she raises her Achap. And the lower thirds of each Sefirah from her 10 Sefirot are being completed, and through that she is being separated from Zer Anpin, and she is built into a complete Partsuf from the Kelim as known.
Because it has the Kelim of reception. Every Kri in that is one of the Sefirot. Chagat, he is the Kelim of Hashpa'ah, of Bistaul, and the others are the Kelim of Kabbalah, reception.
However, that state is unfit to a coupling with Zer Anpin, as male and female should be, because her man are male man, like the man of Zer Anpin, because also her man is the Bechina of Binyanim, which is included in Yosef. Therefore, she can receive Mochin from Mazla. Therefore,
meaning it's incapable of receiving the lights, fulfillments, according to the kelim that reveal, because it needs now to connect to Zer Anpin with its kelim and request from Zer Anpin correction and fulfillment, because Zer Anpin, without Zer Anpin, it cannot work with all its desires. And
therefore, in order to be fit for a coupling with Zer Anpin, she needs a second separation, meaning to separate her from the Bechina of Achor of Zer Anpin and to bring her into a state of Panim. And before we move on to the next part of the lesson, let's sing a song together.
שלי אני המכריע במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג תכונת הבינה אלינו תשיב נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח את Bye.